The chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. Introducing Zaxby's new signature sandwich with a double hand-breaded filet, split-top bun, and Zax sauce, our new spicy Zax sauce. Only at Zaxby's.
Everybody, welcome back to Checkpoint on Campus. And now, not only am I joined by Jacob Brothers, my co-host, but also Dom Shotson. I know you may have missed him. Dom used to be a mainstay last semester, but he's back one more time to share with us a little bit about collegiate Hearthstone. So, Dom, give us the lowdown on the most popular internet card game on Earth.
Well, I mean, so it's a big thing coming up. We got the spring 2021 collegiate season. Obviously, with everything happening in 2020, Hearthstone collegiate scene kind of, you know, it went a little bit down, but a lot of Hearthstone Collegiate is played online anyways. But we have the first ever Battlegrounds tournament coming in to Collegiate Hearthstone. This is a pretty big deal. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Battlegrounds. It's a little bit more of a casual game mode, and Hearthstone hasn't actually put it into its professional competitive scene. So them putting it into the collegiate space is a pretty big deal. Because it's almost like they're testing the waters with collegiate esports with Battlegrounds. It's pretty cool.
It does sound like that.
It's almost like a duos or solos. It does sound like that. A different game within the same game.
And that's pretty much, you're right, Jacob. So it'll be like, it's four teams of two, eight players in each match. So a lot different than what you see with normal Hearthstone where it's just one-on-one, right? So it's a pretty interesting thing, and it's a great get for Hearthstone Collegiate Esports, right? Because not even the professionals, not even the Hearthstone Grandmasters have gotten this opportunity from Blizzard, at least. Obviously, they run their own private tournaments and stuff, but Blizzard is actually putting it on.
And I really like this because essentially what this will be able to do is create a separate meta from the pro scene. And I don't know a lot about Hearthstone. I don't play a lot of Hearthstone, but one thing I've always appreciated about Hearthstone fans is their level of involvement. They're constantly talking about ways to improve the game, constantly talking about different cards and changes that could or should be made, but not in a way that comes off as overly toxic like a lot of other esports. And that's one thing I've always appreciated about that community. And to see that this new element is being brought to collegiate, I'm actually very interested in this because I would love to see, in the same way that, you know, the three-point line was for many years a little bit closer in college basketball, or how the rule in college football was you only needed 1 foot inbounds instead of two. And it's like, it's a very sort of subtle change that makes it so the college game is a little bit faster, a little bit more, you know, action-packed than a lot of the pro scene. And so I find this to be very, very interesting. Dom, I'm going to ask, what is on the line here? Because I know we got the Open Division coming up this month, and Battlegrounds starts even earlier, but give us a little information on the Open Division.
So with the Open Division, that's more of our standard format that we've seen with Hearthstone Collegiate for years. It's best of five conquest, which is the staple Hearthstone format, where it's, you know, first to three, you have to win with three separate decks. That's the standard format that's always been, that's for professional, that's for collegiate. With the Open Division, we're going to see a $22,000 scholarship prize pool, which is pretty big. Mm-hmm. But with the biggest thing with the Open Division that's interesting, at least about spring 2021, is that it comes at the same time as the standard format rotation. And I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's essentially where all of the cards that came out in 2019, obviously there's a lot of cards that come out every year, all the cards in 2019 get rotated out of standard format. Mm-hmm. So that means the format loses over 400 cards, which is a huge meta shift, obviously. People get used to playing with those cards for 2 years, and now all of a sudden you can't use them, right? So crutch cards that people have been using, things that can make archetypes and full decks that to build around, are now gone. And it's going to be basically at the same time as the Open Division starts. So everyone will be kind of be scrambling to figure out what's the new best thing to play at the same time.
And I really like this.
Yeah, no, that's great.
I might actually watch some of this. You know, and I'm not, again, I hate card games with all my heart. But I might actually watch this simply because I love seeing people be confused at that high level. And I think this is going to make it very interesting because with a meta shift coming that close to the start of a tournament, you're going to see people trying a lot of weird stuff. It reminds me a lot of times of when GOATs first came out in Overwatch, where it was just like everybody started to hate it. But the first time you saw it, you were like, this is dumb. But this is such a good idea. Three tanks, three supports. Who would have thought to do that? And then out of nowhere, I think it was Team Gigante in the EU decided to do it, and they shifted the entire meta for the whole world. So I'm very interested to see, Dom, how this will shift the meta, and I expect to hear from you in the future.
I have a big question. No, I have a big question from the crowd before we keep going, because I do play Magic the Gathering, so I do know a little bit of like traditional card game stuff, and there's going to be a new, they're going to do a core set.
Yes,
that's another very interesting, and I need answers on that, because that's huge.
Obviously, every year they do the standard rotation like I was talking about, right? That's every year you get the cards that are 2 years old out and bring the fresh new cards in, right? But the core set is replacing what is called the classic set, which has been in the game since 2014. So all of the cards that have been, the game has been built around this classic set for its entirety, right, are now being rotated out, reworked, and some are just going away completely, and this new core set of 200 cards is coming in. Anyone that wants to play the game will get the core set for free, which is a great boon for new players and returning players as well. But it's also going to be another huge meta shift, because when you have classic cards like Fireball, which is a mage like classic card, Blizzard, which is a big AoE that freezes your entire opponent's board, Blizzard won't be in the game anymore. You won't be in standard format. Right. That's like a build around card that has
rewriting
been there.
The baseline of the game.
Yeah, and the game was balanced around these cards. Now it gives the team that makes Hearthstone much more creativity, much more options to balance the game in a new way. And this is going to be happening every year now. The core set
and
will change every year.
And Dom, I don't mean to cut you off, but we are running out of time here. One thing I definitely want to get from you are, who are some of the teams and players we need to be watching out for in the next upcoming season of Collegiate Hearthstone?
The University of Akron has always been a dominant team in Hearthstone. Northeastern, we've seen Northeastern getting into some really interesting sports, especially the ones I like the most, Madden. They have obviously the Madden champion, but Northeastern has a really good Hearthstone team as well. And then I would be remiss to mention the Rochester Institute of Technology. They have like two or three teams in Hearthstone that are actually all elite. So those are the three teams I would watch.
That's awesome. And so thank you, Dom, so much for joining us and giving us that update on Hearthstone. You're going to hear more from this guy talking about Hearthstone and Madden as well in the future. So make sure you guys check him out. And stay glued if those are your favorite esports.
Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esports program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg. Find the college esports community that's right for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.